This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are now in the wake of some of the biggest breaking news you will ever hear. The Cowboys are trading all-pro Micah Parsons to the Packers, and they've agreed to a four-year, $188 million deal done by David Mulligetta of Athletes First, including $136 million guaranteed. That's per wrap. Tom Pelissero and Slater, coming up in 56 minutes. $47 million per year, Parsons' highest-paid non-quarterback in history. He nets two first-rounders for the Dallas Cowboys. Instant reaction, guys. How you feel about this trade?
Micah got everything he wanted. $188 million extension, $136 million guaranteed, and it's 4 years. He's getting $47 million APY. Now, what is the Cowboys' return? Quite frankly, this is going to be a day that is remembered in Cowboys history forever. I don't give a damn about Micah Parsons. He's the enemy now. Week four just became the biggest game in the NFL season. Packers at Cowboys, AT&T Stadium.
Revenge
game. You can
hear
it right here on your home at Dallas Cowboys Football 105.3 The Fan. But what did the Cowboys get? Is it just the two ones? Is there a player that we don't know about yet? And I think I would have tried to push this thing for more, but the Cowboys clearly were saying, screw this. We want to get rid of this guy. This isn't going to work for us. I am just blown away and stunned that they actually did this. I did not think we would live in a world where Jerry and Steven would move a player of the status of a Micah Parsons. And I would like to applaud them for doing so.
Yes, I'll join you in
that
applause.
Because I think big picture, this is great for the organization.
I agree with you. But, man, I am a little bit troubled by only getting two first-round picks from Green Bay. You know, I've been saying for the last two, 3 weeks since Ricky Scoops first brought this to the table that if it's Green Bay, you should get three ones. I'm willing to take two ones from a team that just finished in the bottom 10 of the NFL, but not a team where we're going to be picking in the 20s. But I like what Brian said in the opening segment. As we've been really considering this for a couple of hours, the story advanced, quickly throughout the morning and in the early afternoon. That maybe you're not looking at using these picks, but maybe you could use them to trade up, instead of drafting players there in the late 20s. But really unbelievable. And I guess we'll try to figure out. Like Lucas Van Ness was a part of the initial trade rumor.
Well, that I threw out Lucas Van Ness.
It was on Twitter a lot a couple of weeks ago. That was you?
People
originated
started
that
taking
thing?
That one. Yeah.
Okay. Adam Schefter's report, Cowboys are trading three-time All-Pro Micah Parsons to the Packers, and they already got a deal done, record break, fully guaranteed. But nothing else on additional players. I mean, grading,
I'm working on it.
Grading the trade, I would say the trade itself, Micah for two ones that'll be in the mid to late 20s, I would give that a C-minus or a D-plus. Maybe not as bad as Luca. But, I mean, not too far off from if that's all you get. Now, the idea to move on from Micah Parsons,
you're cool with.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I am too.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I still think the timing of it sucks. I wish you would be more proactive about things like this. Understand the player that you're dealing with, the agent that you're dealing with, and get ahead of this at the beginning of the offseason. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fair criticism. If this is only two first-round picks to the Green Bay Packers, a team that's definitely a playoff team,
You didn't get enough in that case.
You definitely not get enough.
You got less than what Khalil Mack got, And we're talking, what, over 10 years ago? Like, when was that Mac trade? And because
yeah,
it was two ones plus other stuff.
Yeah, this so, needed to be two ones and a two. If it's not going to be three ones and a two, two ones, a two, and a four. We'll see what player they get. It seemed like, I mean, Nick Harris was reporting like an hour ago that they definitely wanted
to get an
immediate status or starting player. So we'll see what that player is. But two first-round picks and Rashawn Gary, that ain't near enough for me, especially that you're sending him to Green Bay. Like, come on.
And Gary's at like $20 million. I mean, this is a big contract you'd be assuming, and he's an older player.
Gary's interesting just because of the fact that when you look at the NFL top 100.
He's a good player.
He was one spot ahead of Dak Prescott.
And he can play the run.
Yeah. Yeah, he's – no, talking to the Packer guys, they think they're trying to pump up Van Ness that he's going to be some – he's kind of got – he's kind of like a little bit of like Mozzie Smith kind of stuff going on up there. They thought he was going to be a much better pass rusher. He hasn't developed that way at all. Gary's a good player, and they'll tell you that Gary can play the run. That's why I was thinking, you know, I'm trying to find out, hey, what else did you kick? If there's anything else, did you get something out of this? They just might have got the two ones.
Yeah, because when I threw out Van Ness, I'm sorry.
There you go.
The feedback that I got was, like, you don't want Van Ness.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Van Ness hasn't been a good
player.
They're
trying to pump him up as that
three
guy.
Career sacks, I think, Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, he hasn't worked out. And so the Khalil Mack trade in 2018, Raiders to Bears, that was two ones and a three. So you needed to
I think the Bears also sent a second round pick with Khalil Mack as well.
And there was also a six thrown in there, and then there was the second round pick was him going to the Chargers from the Bears is where the other element of that was. So I think there's gotta be more than just two ones here.
Josh Jacobs would be the player I think I want from Green Bay, looking to their two deep right now. I want to solve my running back situation. Obviously, a run-stopping defensive lineman would be nice as well, but there's still no indication that the Cowboys have gotten anything other than a two first-round picks for Micah Parsons.
That's simply not enough.
No, not enough at all. I think what it comes down to is maybe that's the best that they could get. You know,
how many teams did you talk to? And this happened pretty fast.
You would have to imagine they took the threat of a medical holdout very seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe this is the Cowboys drawing a line in the sand on their negotiations. Like, we're not going to capitulate to everything. I think this is also, you know, them maybe recognizing that we're really in a tough spot. We are in salary cap hell. We cannot afford to really go into free agency with any, credibility. Yeah. And now we're talking about adding another $40 million player onto that. I definitely think it's time for a financial reset for the organization. I think this puts everything in on the table for this season. I think it could be as many maybe now as eight wins. I'd put the top. I think this could be a five-win team easily.
Easily.
I think losing to the Giants week two, very possible.
Yeah, and looking at their roster, Edrin Cooper, their linebacker,
yeah,
Texas A&M, big body guy.
Sure.
If I'm handpicking somebody, a guy who is still on his rookie contract.
Okay, Matt Schneidman, who writes for The Athletic for the Packers, said it's at least two first-round picks.
It's got to be more than
that,
dude.
The Packers are trading at least two first-rounders to the Cowboys for Micah.
Okay.
So I don't think we've got the full – I'm holding out hope. This is also me, Cowboy fan, hopium that this is more because it has everything
four
to do with
people,
the team.
So let's see
everything
if we
to
get
do
it,
with the team you're trading him to. Because F Green Bay,
yeah,
469. Y'all are dumb A's. This is what y'all get. Steady pushing this dumb bleeping morons. Y'all and Jerry. Yeah. I just don't think they really had a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. You know, with or without Micah Parsons.
How about
so.
Them blaming you, Dawson, for talking about this trade possibility?
Yeah, did I push the Joneses over the top on this?
Yeah, the Joneses are listening.
You spearheaded this.
Way to go.
Well,
way to go,
you know,
Dawson.
Okay, for the record, I wanted to ask you guys, do you think there's anybody...
You feel like you need a brisket sandwich now?
I could...
You're happy with yourself?
I'd like a Jake's Burger right about now to celebrate. But, I mean, on the idea that we're pro-Joneses, does anybody crush the Joneses more than me in the media?
You crush them a lot.
We just had a Waylon, who's a big-time Tolo, said he listens to us every day. Said, one of the reasons I love you, he's a Cowboys fan, but he's a realist. And you guys don't kiss the Joneses' ass. You call it like it is. So there's no way of just pleasing everybody, right? Yeah. There's going to be people that just hear what they want to hear, and they probably don't listen all the time.
I don't think they listen ever.
And they think we're just a mouthpiece for the team.
Yeah.
I threw out as a fan right now, back when they were hiring Brian Schottenheimer, the only optimism I would have, I used the sell word. right? That's not a guy who's just sitting here caping for Jerry and Steven.
I can't believe you would say that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, I feel like what you just said is 100% true. There's Tolos, there's our fan audience, and they take, you know, what we say on Cowboys Twitter in context of, you know, what we talk about on a daily basis. But I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe they don't listen to sports radio. They consume all their Cowboys content on YouTube and on social media, and they see stuff like this, and they run with what they believe the narrative must be. Oh, you're on the flagship. And that's why I went after Dale Hansen 15 years ago for saying that kind of stuff, yeah. Because I think it's just, you know, it's such a false characterization. Listen, I'll say some strong opinions and stuff you can disagree with and things that might not be factually true that I believe to be true at the time. I'll say it with conviction. If you want to disagree with any of that, fine. But I can't have you just making up stuff about, you know, the motives for wanting something to happen. I mean, I've been pretty consistent on this. I don't think the guy is a team player. I don't think he really wants to be on the Cowboys. I've always felt that way, you know, and it broke my heart when I first started observing it. Like, holy cow, this guy is, you know, he's not somebody that wants to work on football. And then I started talking about immediately how he is just so different as soon as I got to Oxnard, California, from everything that Brian Schottenheimer is trying to install, where guys are hungry, they want to work, they love football. Like, Micah Parsons doesn't want to practice. You know, he's a guy that's been blessed to play football, and he does so at a very high level. He probably thinks practice is something that he doesn't need to do to be great. And he is in a long line of players that
have
made it the top of football like that.
Schefter says two first-round picks and a front-line player, whatever that means.
All right, now we got to figure out who the front line player is.
Does that, you're thinking line of scrimmage?
I'm thinking that's what it, man, if it's Gary, this trade got a lot better.
Yeah, I'd be excited about Gary.
Yeah, I mean, Van Ness doesn't do that to me at all.
No, me either.
Yeah. I still want Edrin Cooper. I'll be honest with you, dude.
What about Zach Tom?
Get a guy on the offensive line? Didn't they just pay him?
They did.
They just did pay it. Yeah, they did.
But I think they just paid Gary, too. So either way, you're probably going to be taking on a contract that's somewhat substantial. But it's far less than $47 million a year than what you were going to pay Micah Parsons.
For sure.
And congratulations to Micah. I mean, he got his money well-deserved. And now I'm just looking at week four. It's going to be wild, dude.
Oh, it's
going to
be
unbelievable. That is going to be insane.
I mean, the whole season is going to be insane. This is the Packers, dude. You just traded him to the freaking Packers.
Yeah,
this is the team that has ended your season in gut-wrenching fashion.
Kenny Clark going to the Cowboys, according to Ian Rappaport.
Okay, Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark is good. That's a defensive end slash, he played tackle in a 3-4. He'd probably play end, and is a better run defender. But he's also, how old is Kenny Clark? I feel like he's been in the league a long time.
I can get an answer to that question here in just a second. As, again, to reset, the Cowboys have traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for two first-round picks and Kenny Clark, who was a first-round pick in 2016.
He'll be 30 in October.
A 6'3", 314-pound defensive tackle. Games played last year. He started 17 of them, his third straight full season of starts. So he's been a very durable player. He did have only one sack, two recovered fumbles, two passes broken up.
This is a big boy. I mean, 6'3", 315 pounds.
Kenny Clark's a good player.
Yeah, that's definitely – I wonder what the status is, where his contract sits in terms of how many years you have of him.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that if we can. I'm trying to figure out, what else we can find statistically out about this player to pass it along to you. I guess what I'm hoping to see is that he is a guy that can balance you defensively and be the run-stopping defensive tackle that you need in the middle there. And then if you get the pass rush stuff, can you rule out that the Cowboys could be a little bit better off if they hit on Clark and their ideas for how he fits their scheme.
The key now is going to be how quickly can you get Overshown back, because Overshown helps you in terms of his ability to get after the quarterback. Can Leafau be a guy that they use as a blitzer, which he has shown the ability to do to generate some more pass rush? And how quickly can Donovan Ezeraku develop into the type of pass rusher that we saw in Oxnard and implement that into games? Because we did not see that, which has us kind of not feeling as good. I think if we saw Donovan Ezeraku crush it in the preseason games like we did in practice, we'd probably feel much better about this entire situation, because they might have their next great pass rusher in Donovan Ezeraku.
Okay, this isn't good. Coming from PFF, just average. just average run stopping.
Well, the thing that my guys are saying about him right now is they're saying it's really a good player, but the age is starting to show a little bit.
Okay.
That's what they're talking about.
All right. So what a massive story here. We'll continue to break it down with you next here on your home of the Cowboys. Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. Do you give a thumbs up? Do you give a thumbs down? And we want your thoughts at 877-881-1053. Leave your name and city you're texting from. More reaction to Micah Parsons traded coming up next here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan still standing stunned. About 30 minutes ago, we got the report from Ian Rappaport that Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers for two ones. And defensive lineman Kenny Clark, we're reacting to it. How do you feel at 877-881-1053? Are you more bummed that they dealt him or excited that they drew a line in the sand and they're, you know, going to try something new other than hanging on to all their star players? I've been saying last couple of weeks, when you're good, you trade your picks for players. When you're not contending for a Super Bowl legitimately, you look at tough contract situations and you see what you can get for them in trade. You trade players for picks when you're not contenders. And I hope that's what the Cowboys have planned. I hope this wasn't just a give up at the end because they didn't want to capitulate to what Micah and his agent were asking. But I believe they took his threat to basically do a medical holdout and commit fraud against the Cowboys organization and scam them for $1.2 million a week. I think they took that very personally. They were probably offended by it. Started listening to trade offers and quickly found out that Green Bay was the best they could get. I am a little bit disappointed that that's the best that that they could get, but I mean, you got to throw $47 million at Micah. That's what he ended up getting, $180 million total. So for a team preparing to to pay that kind of contract, it's tough to go beyond two number ones. I think I would have insisted on three, but if that's the best that you can get, I agree with the Cowboys' decision to move him. How about you at 877-881-1053? Leave your name and city you're texting from. We're going to get Bobby Belt on here in just a second and go wall-to-wall as much as we can here up until Fan Phenom at 7 o'clock. By the way, what a content-rich environment to do Fan Phenom tonight with your guy Chris Arnold here, 7 o'clock at Jake's and Frisco. Yeah. Come on out and you know, react to Micah Parsons. Maybe it can be the fuel that drives you to a victory. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, as Bob Belt joins us now here with more. Sean and RJ, 6 to 10 every weekday morning here on The Fan. Bobby, how the heck are you?
I'm great. Guys, I wouldn't have cut Zion Childress. I wouldn't have done it. That's my thought.
Me either, dude. What the hell? They just waived my guy Ryan Flannoy? This is absolutely how
reckless can you be?
This team doesn't know what the hell they're doing if they're letting Flannoy hit the street.
All three phases, right, boys?
What have you learned, Bobby?
Look, I mean, I think that this is something where the Cowboys have pretty consistently held firm that they weren't going to move Micah Parsons. And from the time that request was made back on August 1st, that over these past 4 weeks, they were pretty adamant to people, to teams that would talk to him even, and then just kind of bring it up, or, you know, discussions in league circles. They were adamant that he wasn't going anywhere. It was probably in the last 3 or 4 days that this really started to shift for Jerry, Steven, the Cowboys front office, I think, where they started to really lock down and consider how much do we want to potentially drag this on for something that is inevitably heading to a divorce. I think they reached a point earlier this week where they said there's probably not going to be an extension that gets done. And so if that's the case, he's going to get traded in the spring. And do we want to try and maximize it now? Do we want to try and find something now to where we can get more than that? Because otherwise, if we wait until the spring, you're looking at a franchise tag and then essentially two first-round picks. So what Dallas gets by making the move now and getting out ahead of it a little bit is they get some extra capital. They get Kenny Clark, and they get somebody to help their run defense now. They get somebody in the middle of defensive tackle and something that they needed. But I think for the Cowboys, it came down to this is so clearly heading to a divorce for them internally over the last couple weeks that they looked at it and said, we'd rather just get the ball rolling now, know what kind of capital we have, know what kind of cap space we have, and add another player here than just sit on this and wait, you know, 6 months to make this same move and get two first round picks in the future.
Did they have any other options to trade? Why Green Bay?
I think there were other teams that called and were willing to investigate it. A big part of this was also going to rely on Micah Parsons and where he was willing to do deals and where he was willing to go. And Green Bay was a team that clearly was willing to put up money that was palatable to Micah, getting $47 million annually, getting the 4-year deal, getting as much guaranteed as he did. And an organization that his agent, David Mulugeta, and Andre Odom, those guys at Athletes First, have worked with on deals before, big-time deals, Jordan Love, most recently. And so I think it was just there was so much at play here that was going to have to fit and work right for everybody in order for a deal to be made. And Green Bay was the one that just had most kind of coalesced and made sense for Micah, made sense for the other team, made sense for the Cowboys. And so I think for them, they look at it, Dallas looks at it and says there's a lot of people here who are probably feeling like this is 2 years too late. Like, they wish this would have happened earlier. There were a lot of people who were frustrated, obviously, at times with Micah Parsons here. But I think for Jerry and Steven, they always intended to get this done. And when everything went sideways in the spring with that meeting that wasn't a meeting, but it was a meeting with Jerry Jones, and then the fact that Micah was so publicly running counter to what Jerry was saying about it, I think it just it made it really difficult to repair that.
How much worse does this make them, you think, this year?
That's a good question. Somebody asked me earlier today if I had confidence in their edge group without Micah. And I do. I think they've got guys who can rush the passer. It's obviously just not going to be as good. But, I mean, this is a team that you can't deny the numbers that when Micah Parsons is on the field, they're number one in EPA per play defensively. And when he's been off the field over the last 4 or 5 years, it's 32nd in the NFL. So it's going to be a hit, especially with some questions in the secondary and what you've got with the defensive backs, that you're not going to have somebody who can really change the game as a pass rusher and force some bad throws and you know, basically force plays to speed up faster than an offense would want to. That's going to help you in the back end. That's going to help you in the secondary. So being without him there, that's obviously a big loss. The fact that Kenny Clark's coming in here, though, that does give them a little bit more stability in the middle, and it does give them some stability to stop the run. Now, I'm not silly enough to think that Kenny Clark coming in here and helping to stop the run is somehow going to make as big a difference as Micah Parsons getting 15 sacks potentially. But I think for them, they look at it and go, we're saving $40 million annually. We're getting multiple first-round picks back. We can package those. We can move up if we want to. We can do all sorts of different things with it. And we get somebody to contribute to our defense who is under contract for the next 3 years and can contribute in a meaningful way in an area where they're weak. And so I think for the Cowboys, they look at it and they think that overall this is definitely a net win for them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Bobby, who do you think is happier right now, Micah Parsons or Jerry Jones?
I don't know that either one is thrilled with it, you know? If you guys have watched the America's Team documentary, you've seen the way he talked about the Jimmy disrespect and the way he talked about how that got sideways and the loyalty issues. That was what most closely mirrored this thing with Micah, it felt like. And so I think that there's hurt feelings here on both sides. And there was a desire to see it work out. And the fact that it didn't, I think if you would have told both parties this a month ago, they would have been in disbelief that that was where this was going to end up. But Micah was serious about the request. I know that it was communicated to the this was something that was anticipated a while ago in terms of that it could end up this way, though. Because I know it was communicated to the Cowboys all the way back in Indianapolis that, look, if this is going to be difficult, it might be best for everybody for you to just make the trade now before we get into the 25 draft. And so yes. Cowboys thought they were going to be able to work it out. Didn't. But this is something that I think this has been a card that Micah's side has been ready to play and one that I think they anticipated was going to go sideways. But I still think I haven't confirmed this myself yet, but I heard Ian Rappaport just mention that Micah still wanted it to work out here. It's the point that Micah came to Jerry either today or yesterday sometime in you know, this week, and it communicated to him, are you sure this is what you want to do? Are you sure you want to move on? Are you sure you want the divorce? And Jerry ultimately had said, yes, this is what I want.
Bobby, when you talk about the hard feelings and you mention, like, Micah was interested in going to Green Bay, do you think this is more they did him a solid by sending him to a place he wanted to be, or they didn't have much of a choice because he had to get the long-term extension done wherever he went?
I don't think anybody had much of a choice. It was really mutually assured destruction for everybody. You needed everyone to be in agreement to some extent. So you had to find where in the Venn diagram everybody was going to be happy, and this was the one that was. I don't think they were looking to do Micah solid and move him somewhere.
Okay.
I just think, Micah, if you want to get your deal now, if you don't want to be held hostage for the next little bit, you're going to need to play ball with us. And, you know, Dallas, if you want to return right now and not just have to sit on this for 6 months and potentially get into an ugly contract dispute, whatever else, you're going to have to play ball with Micah to an extent and find somewhere that he wants to go. So there were all these different angles that were going to come into play that I think everybody had to agree that, all right, this is acceptable to us, this is palatable to us. And when you started to narrow that down, it became pretty clear quickly, I think, to everybody that Green Bay was the option.
This never would have happened with a different agent, would it have?
I don't think that's the case. I think Micah so overestimated what it was going to be like to sit across from Jerry and negotiate with him and how he was going to be able to handle that.
Totally agree.
And I think by the time he realized he was in over his head a little bit, he was stuck. And yep. I think that, I mean, the agent wasn't even involved to get to that point. And ultimately, even if the numbers are reported that are true, $40.5 million, everything else, the numbers, I know he got $136 million guaranteed here from Green Bay is the report. I think he was north of potentially $150 on the deal he had talked about here in Dallas. But obviously, it's 4 years instead of five. And I think that being able to say, hey, we get 47 instead of 40 and a half, and we really get to drive this market up, and we get an opportunity to get to free agency quicker and get an opportunity to get another deal quicker, that was all valuable to Micah himself. But ultimately, I think that the agent aspect of it was a factor potentially, but I really do feel like it was third. If you were going to stack up Jerry, Micah, David, like how the influence happened or whose hurt feelings or actions really spurred where we got to, I would think they all three had some level of hand in this, but to me that was third out of the three.
Hey, Bobby, obviously fans are looking at the return right now, and we don't know. We'll see what the Cowboys do with these first-round picks. That will obviously dictate when we reflect back what we think about this deal. But knowing some of the players and how Micah is perceived in that locker room, the feelings towards him, is there any chance that this could be addition by subtraction and a galvanizing type of thing going into the season with this now behind them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure for some people, just having the distraction behind them, even if they liked Micah, just having this issue behind them is probably helpful. And look, I think you're going to hear a little bit more, I think, as things go along. That was not well-received, Micah sprawling out on the training table the other day. I don't think that was particularly well-received. I think at times he did better under Mike Zimmer last year, but at times throughout his career when he's with Dan Quinn, he was not always the most assignment sound and was almost willfully not assignment sound at times. But he wanted to rush and he was going to make a play. And it goes back to that Leighton Vander Esch clip when he was a rookie on Hard Knocks. And he says, you know, I just want to make a play. And Leighton says, yeah, but you got to know which is your play to make. Is that I think at times there were people on the defense who felt like Micah didn't know which play was his to make. Or he knew and he just decided he wanted to play Superman anyway. I think most of the guys in there like Micah. But I think removing the distraction is obviously a good thing. And I think for Micah, where things had gotten and how uncomfortable things had gotten, this is a good thing for him as well.
It's Bobby Bell here with you in the G-Bag Nation. So what do we know about Kenny Clark's contract? Looking at this, it's just confusing. His salary is 1.3, but it looked like there was a bunch of dead money on there. Like, are they gonna get under the cap now with this move and not having to pay Micah, taking that 24 off and being able to build out this roster? Can they be more active in the trade market? Can they get under the cap and actually try to be active in free agency as a result of this? Or do we just get Deron Bland and Tyler Smith contracts and we move on?
Yeah, so those cap numbers that Kenny Clark has, which he signed an extension, I think it was last summer. So he's under contract through 27, so the next 3 years. Those cap numbers that you see right now, those are going to reduce. Those are not going to be as inflated as they appear when he's traded to Dallas. So because of that, it's just the way that his contract was structured in Green Bay and some of the different things that they shifted around, that dead money is dead money because it dies right there with Green Bay. So, like, okay. That's the idea of it. It's like when Green Bay makes the trade, they're eating that cost. So anything they would have shifted into the future or tried an accounting trick to move, you know, a dollar figure into the future, even if it wasn't actual cash, that dollar figure rests with them and it accelerates onto the cap right now. So they had plenty of cap room to be able to get Micah signed right here and also to eat those charges immediately. But that's, yeah, this will be something where I would imagine, I haven't looked at all the math yet to see how that dead money coming off of that cap figure breaks out to, but this should look like a net positive on the salary cap for the Cowboys compared to what Micah's fully guaranteed number was this year.
All righty. Well, appreciate your insights and perspective on this. Terrific reporting, by the way. Bobby Belt, every weekday, 6 to 10 there in the morning drive with Sean and RJ. Have a great afternoon, sir.
Thanks, guys. Zion Childress forever.
There he goes, Zion Childress forever, as Kenny Clark, two number ones coming to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons. Micah has released a statement to the fans, and we'll give you that and react to it coming up next year. Live from Jake's in Frisco, site of tonight's Fan Phenom. Come talk Micah with us, try out to be the next fan host, and we're back here to the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, GMAC Nation. Micah Parsons traded about an hour ago. We're still talking about it with you here on your Home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan. I got Micah's statement in just a second. We're live at Jake's in Frisco. Come have some dinner. Come commiserate with us as Micah Parsons has moved on. It's about quitting time. And Fan Phenom with Chris Arnold's coming up at 7 o'clock here live in Frisco, right across the street from the soccer stadium. Just jump off the toll road and take a right. You'll see us about a quarter mile down to the right. Beautiful Jake's location, by the way. Okay, I think the fans that are saying the Joneses didn't get enough are dead balls on. I was supporting the idea of trading Micah Parsons for, I don't know, most of this week or so. I just felt like it turned at some point, and you know, we were probably not headed for a championship season. So I would have done it, but I gave the trade itself a C- or a D+. I don't know if the Joneses did their due diligence on this. It kind of feels like them looking for coaches. Like, oh, well, I guess we got to move them. What can we get? It's done. You know, like 2-1s and Kenny Clark, 2-1s from the Packers. You know, yeah. I would have taken 2-1s, but from a much worse team. And then the memes are coming out where the Jets got more for Jamal Adams than the Cowboys got for Micah Parsons.
Yeah. In the summer of 2020, Jets trade safety Jamal Adams to the Seahawks. The Seahawks gave the Jets a 2 first-round picks, a 3rd-round pick, and a player. The Jets received Jamal Adams in a 4th-round pick.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what the Cowboys have gained is about $15 million in cap space by my rough estimation. So maybe they can use that as a buffer to, you know, make a trade for an impact corner. Like, who else is on the table now? Is Asante Samuel at midseason at $10 million in a prove-it deal available to you now, more available to you now? Like, what else are they going to get? Because the Packers give them $47 million. You would have given them $40 million, and you're already saving $10 or $15 million from what Micah was going to make this year.
I just wonder if there are really that many trade offers that they had.
Yeah, and I get that.
I wonder if it, you know, Green Bay obviously stepped up, and I, you know, to me, and I've been in that chair. You're going to shop and see if you can get. You're going to call teams. You think you're going to call teams that might have the cap space. You might have to call teams that are not very good. I think,
and maybe they've been doing that behind the scenes, Brian. Sorry to interrupt you, but we just heard this morning they were open to calls, and within 4 hours the deal was done.
I think calls have been all along. I do. You know, Bobby was talking about kind of the timeline. I think the Joneses in the last, say, maybe week have kind of said this could very well turn into something. I have a feeling there weren't as many calls as, say, an Adam Schefter and those guys were. You know, or as
especially
many options.
Not at this point, but what could you have gotten in March?
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
right.
The problem. You didn't know it was going to come to this. But I mean, I think they took the one deal that they had. I'm going to try and find out if other teams called on behalf, because sure, they probably could have got more from this. They're adamant about trading the guy. This might have been the one team that was willing to offer them something of substance, the two ones. Somebody might have tried to say, oh, we'll give you a one and something else, and they're saying no. But I talked to Green Bay a while back about this, and we talked about it on our show.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Bay was willing to do it. I mean, I brought it up. Green Bay was willing to, if they didn't think that Dallas was going to be willing to trade it. So Green Bay obviously said, okay, we're going to have to get in. We got to probably give the two ones. But I'm going to try and find out how many teams really got involved with this. But I think bottom line is, I don't think it's as many as everybody's reporting.
But this is still where you want Jerry to go into shark mode. Like, hey, if you want the player, you're going to have to give me more than just whatever it is you're trying to give me right now.
I think they were willing.
Is a joke, dude.
I think they were willing. They just wanted to move on from the player. I think they got to the point where Jerry was so upset with the situation, and Bobby, I think Bobby spelled it out really, really well.
Well, that's fine. Then in the same way that the Mavericks overvalued Anthony Davis, you just did that with Kenny Clark.
Yeah, no,
that's a throw in.
No, that wouldn't be fine. That's not a good enough excuse. That I'm done with the player here.
Agreed.
You're trading him in your conference to a team that has kicked your ass and beaten you in the playoffs multiple times. That is competition to you that you're hosting week four.
Yep.
Just saying, I need to get this deal done. I'm done with the player.
That's lazy.
Don't sell me. I love the art of negotiation.
Yeah.
If you didn't push more,
that might have been their only deal.
If that's the case, then that's okay. But if the reason is we just wanted to get it done, that's a lame ass excuse.
I'm not saying that just to get it done. They were willing to move on from the player. They had one team that was willing to give two ones to get it done. They're just like, okay, well, hey, we'll move on. That's what we're going
to
do.
Bobby also made a good point that Micah would have to be willing to do a contract with that team.
No, yeah. that's a huge thing, right? So yes, that team's going to have to be willing to pay him, and then Micah's going to have to be willing to do that. Now, yeah. I would assume like Baltimore and Arizona, if they were in on this, which we don't know is confirmed, Jeremy Fowler was floating that out among league circles, that they believe those teams also were interested, then – I don't know. Like, I would have loved to have known just what other offers would have been.
Yeah, and I would love to know that somebody over there is working nonstop, maniacally around the clock to manage their assets optimally, right? And that would have involved getting out ahead of this as soon as the season was over and having a battle plan and knowing what you could agree to by March instead of just saying, well, here's what we're offering and we won't talk to your agent. Because, you know, one of two things should have happened differently. Either you got out in front and had much more teams to negotiate with and teams with all their salary cap space and all their options are on the table at the start of free agency, or you wait until the season is underway and teams that are desperate or feel like they're a pass rusher away mm-hmm. might be willing to throw more at you. Right now, they like their guys, don't they? We drafted a guy from college. We think he's going to have a good rookie year. We've traded for this guy. Plans are going to blow up in teams' faces in September. And if Micah Parsons is available then, but that would, I mean, Jerry loves to say he has a high tolerance for ambiguity. I don't think he has tolerance for sitting there and working the same issue day in and day out until he has a solution. Like a Chris Young does, you know, like, hey, we got to get this figured out. What are we doing about it right now? Instead, Jerry's like, well, they know what I'm offering. You know, I got other things to do. I'm in oil and gas. I'm in real estate. I'm in the stock market. And, you know, I have other things on my calendar today, so I can't exactly get to it. And when you don't have an obsessed general manager, I think you pay the prices in moments like this. Micah says, growing up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I was one of the few kids in my neighborhood who cheered for the Cowboys. Nearly everyone around supported the Eagles, but I always believed in the star. To wear the blue and white at Penn State and then carry those same colors into the NFL as a Cowboy was more than a dream. It was destiny. From the moment I arrived in Dallas, you embraced me and my family as your own. You made a kid from the East Coast feel right at home in Texas. Every time I pulled up to work, every time I stepped onto that field, I felt the weight and pride of representing you. You didn't just give me a jersey. You gave me a place to belong. I never wanted this chapter to end, but not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here and still is, writes Micah Parsons. Through it all, I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only asked the person I trust to negotiate my contract be part of the process.
Says it's a sad day, but not a bitter one. I'll never forget the joy of draft night, the adrenaline of running out of the tunnel, or the brotherhood I shared with my teammates, coaches, and the staff who prepared me for every single game. Those memories are mine forever. North Texas will continue to be my home in the offseason. I'll still be here, giving back to the community that gave me so much, and no matter where the next chapter takes me, the bond we've built will never break. Thank you, Cowboys Nation, for every cheer, every moment, and every ounce of love you showed me. Wearing the star has been the honor of my life. With gratitude and love, number 11, Micah Parsons. Okay, we're live at Jake's in Frisco. And Jane Slater joins us next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.